To love humanity is to feel good about humanity. To love humanity is to feel good about humanity. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel good about the world that you live in? Do you feel good about the people that are in the world that you live in? Do you feel this is a wonderful world? Do you feel this is a positive world? Do you feel that this is an uplifting world? It's only positive and uplifting if you are positive and uplifting. And you can be today. It's up to you. No one can do it for you, to you, about you, but you can do it for yourself. Now, can you and do you want to be a positive, uplifting person for humanity and for yourself? If you do, it's just a matter of putting a cause in motion that will bring about the results that you want. Now, what results do you want? What results do you want in your world for humanity? You look around and you see all of the wonderful things that humanity does. You look around yourself and you see all of the marvelous things that humanity does, all the exciting things that humanity does, and all of the apparently unwise things that humanity does. Now, the more we look at what humanity does, wise or otherwise, we are empowering what we look upon and what we say humanity is doing. We have all learned that if we say to a child, you are wonderful, you are wonderful, you are wonderful, and we keep saying that, and we keep backing it up with evidence of how we think that child is wonderful, how we think that child is good. Thank you so much for being kind to your sister. Thank you so much for cleaning your room. Thank you so much for riding your bike safely on the walk. It's just so beautiful to see you riding your bicycle on the walk. And all of these wonderful things we say to children. Now, that's to little children. To bigger children, too. And to other adults. And to humanity, also. Have you said today that you thought humanity is being human to human humanity? Have you said today that you thought that all humans are being loving, kind, and uplifting to all other humans? Have you said that today? But it's not true, you say, but it's not true. No, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not true. You speak your word, you claim the truth, and you enjoy what you speak your word about. Now, do you want to do that? Are you big enough to look at humanity and look beyond the appearances and see the reality that humanity is? Humanity was designed to be its original purity and integrity. Humanity was designed to be whole and perfect. Humanity was designed to be itself and have fun. Humanity was designed to be wonderful beyond measure, beyond words. And who are we to look at humanity and see it any less than that? Now, what is the ideal king in your mind? Well, that's the king that loves its people. What's an ideal president? It's a man who is thinking about what's for the highest and best for the people that he governs. What's the best, the highest and best for the people that you govern, for you truly govern the people of the world. You truly govern the people of all humanity. You truly govern the people who are living in distant countries or who are living under distant people who are dictators or who are democratic leaders or who are whatever they are, however they're chosen. And you begin, as I told the people in Nigeria again and again and again, speak about your government and say, we have the finest legislators in the world. The government legislators are the most beautiful, wonderful, interesting legislators in the world. Here in Nigeria, our legislators are interested in our welfare, in the welfare of the people. Here in Nigeria, our legislators want the people of Nigeria to have the finest and the best, the most beautiful things, and we're doing just that. Yes. We're doing just that. Why is it that some countries don't have income tax? Because the government spends the money well, and the government receives money from many sources, and the government has as few drains on that money as possible, as few people taking money off the top as possible. And that's a very interesting thing. But can your government be like that? Can your family be like that? Can your world be like that? Can the humans around you be so beautiful that they are interested in the highest and best for themselves and for everyone in their world? Would you do anything that was going to harm another person? Would you do anything that would take from another person? Would you do anything that would destroy the confidence of another person in itself? If you would, then you can be sure that is going to happen to you. If you have the capacity within you to be mean and hateful to anyone, then that is the not only the capacity to do it, but the capacity to receive it. If you always have in you the recognition of the highest and the best for yourself, the highest and best for humanity, the highest and best for every man, woman, and child in the universe, then you will draw that into your world because that will be your experience. Now, you say, well, what do you mean draw that into my world? Well, you are like a magnet. And as a magnet, if you're using your negative end, you draw negative aspects into your life. If you're using your positive end, you draw positive aspects in your end. Now, you may not want all the positive aspects that you draw. So you have to be very careful how you control and direct your magnetic force. How do you do it? And you do it by your thought, by your word, by your conviction that you like yourself, that you like every person in your world. If you like yourself and like every person in your world, then you will have in your world every person who is beautiful and wonderful and good and fantastic and glorious and wonderful and just beyond words. But yes, it's true. It is true. It is true. Do you think that rich people worry about poor people? Do you think poor people worry about rich people? Rich people just concern, not worry, concern themselves with rich people, with abundance. That's why they're rich. And poor people just concern themselves with poverty, with no abundance, and that's why they do not have abundance. That can change in just an instant by changing the direction of thought. If you love yourself and you love humanity and feel good about humanity, your experience in the human world will be glorious and wonderful, magical into the highest and greatest, most wonderful experience. And it's true. And when does it start? Where does it begin? Who is the first one to know it? You are. Who is the first one to experience it? You are. Who is the first one to love it? You are. Who is the first one, the only one in the world to enjoy the love of humanity is one who loves humanity. When you love humanity, when you love yourself, when you love all beings, then you'll find that all beings are lovable. All beings are fantastic. Yes, the legislators of Nigeria are the finest legislators in the world. That's what I'm having the Nigerians who are students of the University of Healing and who are friends of the University of Healing. I have them say that to themselves and to their governing body, the governmental body, the people who are running the show there, that they are all wonderful. To love humanity is to feel good about humanity. To love your children is to feel good about them. To love yourself is to feel good about yourself. To love anything is to feel good about it. So if we're going to be living in a world filled with humans, I'd rather be lived in a world filled with divine people, but if we are going to be living in a world filled with human beings, I would rather feel good about humanity and have humanity feel good about itself. And have humanity live 100%, knowing that it is living up to its highest and best, at all times. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, now and forevermore.